Sister Mary of Jesus, Nori, entered the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio, Texas, shortly after they had arrived here in 1869. Recruited in France, she and other sisters had landed in Galveston, where they received basic nursing training. Upon completion of their training, they were introduced to the American ways of life before they ventured onto a stagecoach, which was to bring them to the far-off frontier town of San Antonio. The sisters had established a Santa Rosa clinic in the city and an orphanage which not only served the city, but also Central Texas. These institutions, particularly the orphanage, were run on the sisters' prayers and occasional contributions of a few good neighbors. But the needs of the orphanage soon outdistanced the resources available locally. So, Sister Mary of Jesus took it upon herself in 1874 to ride out into the hinterland on a horse-drawn buggy on fundraising trips. She wore a straw hat, draped an all-army overcoat over her nun's habit, and put on a pair of boots. Frequently, she was accompanied by one of the older orphan boys. She had pistols to ward off rattlesnakes, so she claimed, and she had lots of faith and courage. Some of the Texas backwoods settlers had never seen a nun, and they must have been stunned and shocked when she knocked on their cabin doors, while she explained the sisters' work with the orphans in San Antonio and their need for support. Most often she received this support in the form of chickens, corn, fruit, and vegetables. However, on one occasion, a man reflecting the anti-Catholic sentiments of the times opened the door. He didn't wait for an explanation and spat on her. Sister Mary of Jesus took it in stride, wiped her face, and replied, "That was for me. Now what about something for the orphans?" Her steadfast courage softened his heart, and he contributed to the sister's cause. Sister Mary of Jesus became a familiar figure in the countryside, repeating her rides often enough for 9 years to earn the title Heroine of the Prairies. However, she didn't need a title because she knew she was doing God's work.